Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel regarding our filming of the TV series, Why Israel Matters. And why does Israel matter? Why are we there filming, and why are we focused on Israel? Why does it really matter? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Later this year, we will be debuting our TV program. The working title of it right now is Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, and Forever. It will be a series of 13 27-minute programs that will be aired on worldwide television through the TBN television network. It's the fifth largest television network in the world. Not only will it be aired, obviously, in the United States, but also throughout Europe and throughout the Middle East. There are stations in various parts of the Middle East, including Egypt and elsewhere. So this will have a worldwide audience. And we are focusing on both the biblical, spiritual, historical, and modern Israel. It is a fascinating series. You won't want to miss it. We'll let you know when that actually is debuted. But I just returned from taping there. Our film crew is still there as we speak, as we are in this production series. But why does Israel matter? That's one of the questions we want to talk about on this program.
You know, I love the title because of that, and I think it's a good question for all of us as followers of Christ to really understand the importance of Israel. Why are we investing this time and trying to promote Israel?
Well, you know, Matt, Israel matters from a lot of different perspectives. Obviously, there is a spiritual, a biblical perspective. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, says that to Abraham, Abraham would be the father of many nations, and those that bless the seed of Abraham, God will bless, and those that curse him, God will curse. And it's not just for that time period. If you go through Genesis all the way through the scriptures, including into Romans chapter 11, Israel has a unique place in the economy and the history of God.
Yeah, I was going to say specifically Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And that, of course, that's God talking about Israel and the chosen people. And what is this idea of all peoples on earth will be blessed through you? Well, that was all the way back to Genesis, at the very beginning. That was God foretelling, foreshadowing the coming of the one who would bless humanity, mankind. You know, Adam, because of Adam, we were all living under the law and in death. And because of Christ, we are blessed. And that is how God used Israel, a Jewish carpenter born in Israel, to bless the nations. He gave Israel the law so that there would be that contrast between grace and law, and so that we would all realize we cannot fulfill the law, no human being. And it brought us, the Gentiles, you know, with our hearts circumcised, as scripture talks about. We are blessed because of a Jew, because of Israel, because of a Jewish carpenter.
Well, Bobby Brown, who lived in the United States, a friend of mine, lives in Israel. He lives in the place where some people politically call the West Bank. It's actually biblical Judea Samaria. It's where the prophet Amos lived and where he wrote the book of Amos. And in Amos chapter 9, Amos says, I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall build the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God. That's Amos chapter 9, verses 14 through 15. What he did in a series in which he was speaking to our group one time, he put a lemon on the lectern, and he said, this is a miracle. And you're wondering why he's saying that. And he speaks about his making Aliyah, which is going to Israel and becoming a citizen of Israel. And he speaks about how he just picked that from his garden that morning, a big lemon that's on the lectern as he's speaking to the group. And then he reads from where I just read, Amos chapter 9, verses 14 through 15, a prophecy of Amos, who lived at the time in Judea, Samaria, the place that is now called the so-called West Bank, Amos prophesied that God will bring his people back, that they'll plant vineyards and they'll pick the fruit of their own vineyards. And he says, this is a miracle. I just picked this from my garden this morning. This is what Amos is speaking about. You know, whether it's Egypt that tried to suppress and destroy the Jews, Babylon that not only conquered them, but had the policy of dispersing, bringing Babylonians into Israel, taking the Israelites and dispersing them to weaken them, or whether it's Medo-Persia and the time of Esther. Those countries did the same thing. They displaced. They did what's called the diaspora. They dispersed the people. They didn't just plant a flag in Israel. They put their people in Israel, and they took the Israelites, and they scattered them throughout the countryside so that they would be disempowered. Well, Egypt, there is no more Egyptian dynasty. There is no more Babylonian. People don't speak Babylonian. They don't speak Akkadian. They don't speak the old Persian language. There is no more Persian dynasty. But there is an Israel, and there is a Jewish people, and there is the language of the Bible, which is Hebrew, spoken during the times of the prophets when the kings reigned. They spoke that language, and it's still identifiable. It still is in existence. The miracle of Israel becoming a state in 1948, rising from the ashes of the Holocaust, is a miracle in itself.
Let's talk about the significance of today and the current administration and that rejection of Israel. What is the significance spiritually, morally, and the impact that that's having on our country and Israel as a result?
Well, I think, you know, when you reject Israel, let's look at some of the countries that did reject Israel. Egypt, the most powerful nation on the planet. Egypt's gone. Babylon, they had the Hanging Gardens. The river ran through the city, an impregnable city, most powerful nation on the planet. They rejected Israel. Babylon is no longer. We have Persia, the most powerful nation on the earth, rejected Israel. Persian nation is gone. Israel survives. The Hebrew language is still intact. The Jewish people are still an identifiable people group. You can't find Romans today. The Roman Empire rejected Israel. There is no Roman person. There's no Roman ancestry. There is no Persian. There is no Babylon. There is no Egypt. Those countries, in fact, the Nazi Germany wanted to crush the Jews. Hitler's gone. The Jews survive. The fact of the matter is, nations throughout history that have rejected, that have tried to repress the Jewish people in Israel, they no longer exist.
But Matt, there's a tangible, visible aspect to this too, and which just shows the miracle here. You mentioned that the Jews were dispersed, and really for hundreds and hundreds of years, the areas around Israel and surrounding Israel became a desert wasteland under the very poor stewardship. It seems that the blessing was lifted, some might even say that it became a curse to that whole region when it was under largely anti-Semitic Islamic rule. And then in 1948, they come back, and now the Israel itself is rich with their irrigation systems, and they have turned a desert wasteland into a region that bears incredible fruit, not just figuratively and spiritually, but literally. You see the gardens and the fields and the farming, and they provide how much food for the rest of the world in this tiny nation now that was once a desert wasteland? It's insane.
Well, you know, Mark Twain in the 1800s, he visited Israel, or Palestine at the time, as it was called by Great Britain. And when he visited that, he said, this is a desolate place. There's not a plant that grows anywhere. There's not even cactus that grows anywhere. There are no people. He couldn't even find people there. That's what it looked like in the late 1800s.
Didn't you actually see a physical picture of that?
Yeah, in the USA Today, a year or two ago, had an aerial view from space, from one of the cameras on the space station, and it had a picture of the Middle East. And you could literally see the outline of Israel. It's almost like it was imprinted as a map and just colored. It was green. Everything else around it was not green. It was brown. In fact, you can physically see that when you're on the border of Israel and you're looking over into Syria. or into Lebanon, there is a difference in that land. It's a land that is a land of miracles. You know, we are doing this series, Why Israel Matters. I encourage you to pray for this program and financially support Liberty Council as we prepare this series. We also have Covenant Journey. You can go to covenantjourney.org for more information. And Covenant Journey takes college Christian students to Israel for only $500. The rest of it is completely underwritten. It's a life-transforming experience. Go to covenantjourney.org. That is a ministry of Liberty Council. And Christians in Defense of Israel is also a ministry of Liberty Council. You can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com to sign up for all of those emails.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.